Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, the love that was so strong.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and check out the new video, check out the new poll question, and all the other new things that we post every day on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest. She's our good friend. She is certified life coach, etiquette expert, social media expert, author of a number of books, and radio talk show host. Marie, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. You're right. It's like a mental illness. Why we do this? I only do it 1 hour a day, and it's like terrifying. I mean, 1 hour a week on Sundays is my show, and it's terrifying. And the thing is, I have this new respect, Jim, for your business. You do it 3 hours a day. I don't know how you do it.
Only two hours a day.
But it's the hardest job in the world.
Only 2 hours a day, but 5 days a week. Hey, Marie, tell the audience where they can find you online and also your radio show.
Oh, it's at youtube.com/mannersbymarie, and you can listen to me, ktrs.com, and I'm on at 3 o'clock Central Time on Sundays for only 1 hour, and I'm
and
just
it's all about it's all about actually. It's all about how to behave, right?
Right, exactly. It's about etiquette.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't get enough advice from your mother, Marie's there to help you out. okay, Marie, let's talk about – we're talking about online etiquette, and when you can't read their faces, their body language, and you can't see how they're when the tone of voice doesn't help you when you're online. Facebook's another example. We talked about Twitter in the previous segment. We talked about email. What are some of the etiquette issues and challenges on Facebook?
Well, the question I get on my YouTube channel all the time is, what do I do if I don't want to friend somebody? And there's this little
I don't want to accept their friend request.
Right, exactly. I don't want to accept their friendship. And so what you can do is you can just put them on permahold. Just leave them in kind of on hold. And don't ever accept the friendship and don't deny it. Don't reject it, but don't accept it either. Just leave it there.
So basically, I just don't do anything.
Don't do anything. I mean, feelings. You just never got to it.
Right. You just never, Oh, darn, I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
Right.
So, what about unfriending people? Is that not good?
Well, you know, that happens all the time. And people get so upset. It's amazing how upset people get about it. And they ask me all the time, okay, if I see somebody in real life and they've unfriended me, what do I say? What do I do? And I tell them, say nothing. Do nothing. Act like it never happened, like it's not even bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, they're going to friend you again. It's, again, the heat of the moment. They were upset. Something you said upset them.
Right.
Now let me ask you, Jim, do you ever get unfriended?
I don't think it's ever happened before. I don't remember if it has. Of course, I don't live and die by Facebook like some people.
And you probably don't even know it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming I would be notified if somebody unfriended me. But I mean, I'm so charming. How could that ever happen, Marie?
It would never happen.
But seriously, you know, I don't know about that. What about the privacy issues on Facebook? How do we deal with that when somebody's maybe we feel like they're encroaching on our privacy a little bit?
You know, you can have all these privacy settings, but this is what I tell my 16-year-old son. Pretend they're not there, that anyone can see anything on Facebook, because people rely too much on the privacy settings. Don't put up a picture that you don't want the world to see.
If you really care about privacy, you probably don't want to be part of Facebook, right?
Exactly. There was a woman who was a teacher at a private school, and she was in Ireland on vacation. She was just having a beer at a pub. And she put the picture on Facebook, and she got fired at her private school because the parents didn't like it.
Wow.
So there you go. I mean, is that insane or what? Mm. So that's what I'm saying. Just if you're worried about privacy at all, don't put anything up. Just be totally professional. Like, pretend it's your business, because it is.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that has happened to me, and it happens to other people on LinkedIn, the more professional,
right,
oriented. Meaning for business people, LinkedIn is, I have people who ask me to recommend them.
Right.
And to give them a recommendation. And sometimes I'm glad they did because I would have done it if I'd thought about it. And sometimes I hardly even know these people and they want a recommendation from me. I'm a little put off by that. What do you think?
I know, and it's a difficult situation because it's not like in the old days when you could write a recommendation and nobody would see it.
Right.
But you put up someone's recommendation, they call it something else on LinkedIn. What do they call it? Anyway, it's not a recommendation. It's I can't remember. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a recommendation, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put it out there, everyone's going to see it. And what if you really don't know this kid and somebody hires this kid because of your recommendation and this kid's terrible and then all of a sudden your reputation is on the line? Well, you recommended him. I'm not going to trust anything you say.
Mm-hmm.
See, it gets so you've got to just say no. If you don't, you just have to be honest with this person. Look, I don't know you well enough to give you a recommendation. I am so sorry. Or, gosh, I'm not comfortable doing
it right
now.
I've had a couple of those requests, and I treated them kind of like you, like the friend request I didn't want.
Oh, good idea. Just put it off forever.
I just didn't respond to it.
Right.
Because in some of those cases, I felt like they were doing this. They weren't just doing it to me. They were asking a lot of people, and they might not even know that I hadn't done it. So, you know, sometimes, folks, you just go away. Just evaporate. YouTube.com/Manners by Marie. Is that
Manners
right?
Manners by Marie.
Check it out, folks. And, hey, Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
We'll see
I love being
time.
On your show. Thank you,
too.
You again, Jim.
Marie Dubuque. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.